cool and the wind to breathe, and rising like a morning sun. I'm so glad you made it. I opened you up.
Yeah, I got nowhere I should go, I got nowhere I should be. I got my friends all around, we got this bag full of weed. We twice metal and chill, I'm talking no Tennessee. We rolling up and pass around, we're feeling free, yeah. Cooler than the winds are free, and rising like the morning sun. I'm so glad you made it, I opened you up. Cooler than the winds are free, and rising like the morning sun. I'm so glad you made it. I brought you up once.
In the midnight glow, down a country road, where the hands move fast, but the time moves slow. Everything fine. Smoke rings out like a melody. Whiskey sweeter than a tangerine, and I know everyone knows.
Cooler than the winds are free. Rising like the morning sun. I'm so glad you made it. I opened you up. Cooler than the winds are free. And rising like the morning sun. I'm so glad you made it. I brought you up one.
Dirty Heads. That's what that group is called. Don't ask me why. But, yeah. Okay. Strange, isn't it? But, okay. Now then. And we are so glad you made it, because has anybody read tonight's write-up on this show? Because it kind of simplified it a little bit, really, I suppose. We've shortened it, and there isn't a lot there to read, really. It says, why not visit our website? Because if you do, there's a lot of things to do there, including the PayPal button. You can choose to pay by PayPal in whichever form you like. Pay through your bank, pay through your email address, do it whichever way you like. That facility is there on the website for you. Okay. We've been struggling for a long time with donations. So, I've come to the conclusion that the only way forward is to ask for a participation fee. Now, there are regular callers that this does not apply to. They know who they are, and I'm not going to embarrass them by saying, but you know, the regular callers that regularly donate keep on doing it, that's all I can say. But can I say that we rely rely on sponsorship, we rely on support and donations. So donations failing, a participation fee is now in place and it will stand. Anybody failing to match up to the participation fee will just simply stay as a listener, yeah, because it needs to be done. You really need to drum up support in order to keep the shows going. And we've lost 3 out of 7 days already, and we need to get those days back. Right, 10 minutes per caller then. Jane is here in the studio, so we're not going to harp on about participation fees or donations, but do bear in mind that you will be a listener only if you cannot prove that you have paid. Okay.
Holly.
Hi.
Hi, Holly. Good evening.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. Yeah. Whatever you pick up,
I can
fine.
Help you this evening.
Yeah.
Would you understand that things are going round and round in your mind? That you've got
yes.
a lot on your mind?
Yes.
Yeah. And I also feel... And would you understand that you've been going down sentimental lane? So there's been some memories coming through for you.
Yeah.
And I want to say that there's a lady that's bringing these sentimental memories for you.
Oh, okay.
Would you understand that you feel like you've been left behind? Symbolically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. You're going to catch up. But you're going to be in front. So things are going to, when they get cracking, they're going to be one after another. So please bear this in mind. But what they're saying is, try not to jump into things hastily. So what they're saying is, weigh up the pros and cons. So if they've got more pros, go for it. If they've got more cons, forget it. They're wanting you to weigh things up now. But would you understand there's a situation around you that you're weighing that up as well?
Yeah, today.
Just give it a bit longer, but they're telling me that you need to have that little bit longer to find your way.
Okay.
What they're telling me is you're overloading your mind as well. That makes sense, please.
Yeah, I can't sleep because of it.
What they're saying is write things down before you go to sleep. With your mind and analyze. Once you've analyzed the day after, only allow back into your mind what needs to be there. The saying is that you take on board what the people are going through. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
I want to say that you love nature. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
They want you to walk in nature. So if you've got a bit of a nature area around where you are, please go.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be helpful for you. Pardon?
Okay, yeah, I'm listening.
Would you understand that you felt something run past you? And I want to say it was spirit.
Yes. It touched my cheek.
I also want to say, pardon?
That somebody touched my cheek.
This is a lady. This
yeah,
is
I
a
felt
lady
it too.
Touched your cheek.
Oh, you sound better
yeah.
now.
Pardon?
You sound better. Before you sounded too far away.
Oh, thank you. No, I've just took my headphones off. I feel like I'm shouting.
Yeah.
Right.
Much better.
Oh, bless you. What they're saying is, take a chill pill. So would you understand that you need to chill?
Yeah, does that mean I should not take...
Yeah. What I mean by this
I should not...
you're getting et up. You're getting cross.
Hmm?
Does that make sense? You're getting cross. You're getting mad.
Uh-huh.
Frustrated.
Oh, yeah. But should I purchase this item I want to purchase? I know what it is.
Yes, please do. Because this is going to benefit you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not jumping
the gun on that.
This is
going to benefit you, lover. Yeah, you need to go ahead and buy it. Would you understand that you've been listening to the radio?
Yeah.
And I want to say that there was something on there that made you sit and listen. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Thank you. This was meant for you to listen, lover. This was meant for you to listen.
Oh, yes. They gave me 2 songs in the past couple of days. They give me songs, and then I Google them and look at the lyrics. Yes, I'm very attuned
to them. Wow. What they're saying, that would you understand that you wear your hat on your sleeve? You worry
mm-hmm.
what other people think. Pardon?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you. I want to say you're very beautiful.
Thank you.
But you're beautiful on the inside, but you're so much beautiful on the outside. You're very
wow.
pretty.
Well, thank you.
Oh, and your eyes, they're very becoming, they're selling me. That your
eyes
says a lot about you.
Pardon? Yeah. I love my eyes.
Oh, thank you. That's your feature. People
yep.
notice your eyes before they notice you. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Thank you. Would you understand that you've been feeling a bit down and a bit tearful, but you've not cried?
Yep.
Thank you. Something nice is coming for you. Yeah.
Thank God.
But what they're saying is when it comes, treasure it. Treasure
okay.
this thing that's coming because you deserve it.
Okay.
And they're telling me that you deserve a lot more love than you're getting. Would
yep.
that make sense, please?
Oh, yes.
You are worthy. You are
yes.
so much worthy. And I want to say you're more capable than you think you are. Because when you start something, you really don't know how powerful you are.
3 minutes.
Uh-huh. And I'm not on about the spiritual side of things. I'm on about in general.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What they're saying, don't
yeah.
ever doubt yourself, love it.
Okay.
Yeah. You're going to hear news of a baby. So someone you know is going to have a baby, but it's not going to be themselves. It's going to be somebody younger.
Okay.
So it's going to be a younger generation.
Yeah.
If they're pregnant now, it's not them. It's someone else that's not pregnant yet.
Okay.
Can you take the name of Sophie, please?
Sophie.
It's either
not
Sophie
really.
Or Sophia. Thank
not
you.
Really. I have to
keep
think
that
about
name
that.
Then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
I want to say, would you understand that you feel like life's passing you by?
Yep.
And you don't feel you've got a lot to show for it?
Yep.
Do you know what? You're going to have a lot to show for life because your life is going to turn a corner because they're saying that you do deserve everything because you've been at rock bottom. Would that make sense?
Oh, yes.
And do you know what? Once you've been at rock bottom, you can't get any lower, lover. You cannot get any lower. I'm being serious because I've been there.
Me too, I know.
And you're
I'm
just going to climb that ladder. Pardon?
Yeah. I'm laughing because it's true.
1 minute.
Yeah. You're going to climb that ladder. And once you climb that ladder and you reach that mountain, you're going to be laughing, darling. So I hope that's made sense for you, lover.
Yes, yes. Talk to you next week. Thank you.
You're welcome, darling. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
We do that, don't we? Because it was like, you know, I have to say, pretty much the same there. And I can take that myself, what Jane was saying there, because very often, you know, it's easy to say, like, I haven't got nothing. I haven't done anything, and you know, life's passing me by, and it's not. Just slow down and stop, pause, and reflect, and think of all the things that you've already done. Not the things that you're going to do tomorrow, but the things that you've already done. You know, and if I look back, and I mean, for 2 weeks, really compulsory, I suppose, because they have been kind of told you've got to do it, back in front of the garden, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I forgot what it was like to be in the garden, you know, and to actually get your fingers dirty, yeah. And I've thoroughly enjoyed it, but it's just we're actually live in the middle of a country park, and the estate is built within the country park. So we've got the country park in the middle, and then the houses surrounded on either side, so it once belonged to a manor over 100 years ago, and it was all part of the Lord of the Manor's ground, you know. So it's not surprising that we're finding things under the ground. So I'm going to wait until I've got good sunlight, and then I shall take some pictures for you, and I shall show you this construction that's kind of under the ground beside a tree. And it's very strange. It's not a burrow. It's nothing that an animal's made. It's actually some sort of construction. So could be the foundation of a house that once stood here or whatever, I don't know, but I'm anxious to find out what it is, because it just drops in, the ground just drops suddenly into a hole, and it's not a grave. I don't think it's a grave or anything like that, you know, although it has that familiarity about it. It's kind of, it's strange. There's nothing eerie about it, because I think, you know, like on this day, if there's something eerie about it, like an animal bones or something in there, you would have found them straight away, but nothing like that. It just seems to go round to the left under the tree, and it's just like, I don't know, some sort of wooden structure of some sort. Okie dokie, we've reset the timer. 9:05, which is Queen, has called away for some reason. I don't know, I'm pretty sure I'll call back in just a moment. But on 9:02, we have Deep.
Thank you, Ken. Hi, Jane.
Hi, good evening.
Yeah. I had a tough day today. So there was a child safeguarding conference with the social services about my son with my ex. And she said certain things which were not right, like I was schizophrenic and all of that. And she made the social worker write it in the report, which was circulated. And I lost my temper and I had an outburst. I shouted at the lady in the virtual conference where a number of people were representing different things like health and school and whatnot. So they have put him under the child safeguarding thing now. And then tomorrow, a new social worker will come to visit. So they said that it's emotional. Emotional harm, possibility of emotional harm. My main worry now is I live in a small studio and he just came to spend the summer vacation with me, and he doesn't want to go back to his mom until he has to go when the school reopens. And I'm, of course, trying to move closer to where they live. So do you think he'll be fine with me? He'll be able to live with me until this month of August, or will they take him away, or will they ask him to go to his mom's place? Because he's not getting along with his mom either. So we worry that they might take him away, or will they let him live with me for August at least?
I don't feel they're going to take him away. But what I do feel that is that you need to put your side of the story. Because, as you know, there's always two sides to a story. And people like that need to know both sides. Because some person can betray what they say of you that might not be true, as you know. So you have to put your feelings forward, and you have to put your thoughts, you know, put everything into it and say, look, this is what I'm like. You know, but I don't feel that they're going to take him away.
Right. And do you see him ever going to social care, or do you see me and his mom, or just me managing him in the near future? And
I feel at the moment it'll be just you at the moment. It'll be just you. Because I do feel that mum is struggling at the moment. Would that make sense?
It does.
Yeah.
So when
but
he
I
goes
do
back
want to
tomorrow,
save a little boy. Pardon?
So when he goes back to mum and school reopens, will he? Will they manage to do the basic things like going to school?
I feel they're
going to
they'll keep an eye on him. I feel they'll be able to keep an eye on him.
Which is
I don't
good,
feel
which is what
he'll need somebody to talk. Pardon?
Which is good. We want their support, but we don't want them to do things like which wouldn't help.
Yeah. No, a lot of people think that they're there, you know, to stick their nose in. But where sometimes it's helpful for them to be there to give you a hand. You know, because so many people give them such a bad name. And I know they have got a bad name, but in some cases, do you know that they are there to help you? They're there to give you the support that you need. So I would take the support that you need for them to help you, to take that that burden off you.
Yeah. Do you see him managing with his mom when school reopens in September? Of course, I'll be around if I can, and I'm trying to move closer. But otherwise, will he manage with his mom?
I feel that you do. It's better if you do live closer.
I'm trying.
I don't feel it's going to be better if you. Yeah. You will get somewhere nearer. I don't feel that. Yeah. I don't feel that you're going to find somewhere nearer.
Yeah.
You know, but at the moment. It's an all-round struggle for all of you, not just for you and his mum, but for the little boy as well, your son. Would that make sense?
It does, yes. I viewed a Go on. I viewed a studio flat.
Sorry.
I viewed a studio flat nearby, near where his mom lives. Do you see me being able to rent it?
Yeah, you've got a good chance of renting it.
Yeah, thank
but
you.
But what they're saying
Sorry,
is you've got to strike while the iron's hot. You've got to get in touch with them, find out the phone number and their address and get in touch with them. Because if
I
you
have,
strike
yeah.
while the iron's hot, then yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you
Definitely.
See parenting relationships? Do you see parenting relationships improving between me and his mom? So we'll probably be doing mediation. I don't know yet, but do you see things getting better? Because she's very difficult to deal with, and she's like sabotages herself and sabotages me all the time.
She will do, but she needs to calm her temper, and you need to remember what you're saying. Would that make sense? Because sometimes when we're cross, we say things we don't mean. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
But I do feel that tempers have been boiling over, but not just you for you, but for your ex-wife. Would that make sense, please?
It does, yes.
Yeah. You both need to think about the little boy. It's not about you two, it's about your little boy and how it's affecting your little boy. So you've got to put your difference aside and think of your little one. And think of how it's affecting him. Because if mum and dad are talking and amicable, it makes it easier on the little boy.
Yeah. So will the social worker
but
find
I don't feel
mine?
That if... Pardon?
So will the social worker find my current place of living fit for purpose, appropriate for him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. As long as it's got two rooms, a room for you and a room for him, that's fine. Because they like them to have their own room.
No, I mean the place where I can
Three
be am,
minutes.
The studio. It's just one room.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
This is why I feel that you need to get a property with two bedrooms so they know that you can accommodate him. Because it's important that their own child, your child has a room of their own.
Which I will eventually, but even the one which I would be renting for the short term will also be a studio room. But it will be better than the one I'm currently at.
Yeah. Definitely. Because you can always give your bed up for him and you can always sleep on the couch. So he's got a bed.
Yeah. Right.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
But please just calm down because we do say things that we don't mean and we do regret
Two
it later.
2 minutes.
That spirit are on your side. They are working for you and for your wife to calm her down, your ex-wife. So I do feel that the situation is going to calm down. But please bear in mind of how it's affecting your little boy. So you both need to think and talk about how it's affecting your little boy.
Okay.
Because we can argue and argue and not think about how it's affecting your children.
Yeah. So he won't go to social care.
Even so, what we've got to think about, even if the child's not in the room, they're upstairs, they can still hear you, love. They can still hear.
Yeah.
If they're playing with the toys or in the garden, they can still hear. It still has an impact on the children. And I feel that this is
one
of the factors of why he's like he is. So I hope that's, excuse me, I hope that's made sense, Deep.
It has. Thank you.
You're welcome, Robbie. Take care.
Thank you. Thanks,
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dave. You know, I've been through that situation, and Deep knows what I'm on about. We did have a private conversation there one time about I was hoping that would never happen. So, Right. Now, everybody has taken part in the participation fee this evening, which is lovely to see. There has been six people in the call queue. One has kind of called away, but we don't know where they've gone. We hope they call back to take part in the show. We don't want to scare them with the participation fee, because they have actually helped us do shows in the past. And, you know, the people that help us to do shows are supportive enough. Yeah? And you're not like, we're not going to ask Jane for a participation fee, for instance. Or we're not going to ask Holly. And we're certainly not going to ask Queen. Because these people have helped us to run shows in the past, you know, and to take readings for us. So, you know, and they do donate, believe it or not. Right, okay. Christiana.
Hi.
Hi, good evening.
Hi, I was just wondering about pregnancy, if I'm going to get pregnant this year sometime.
Oh. It's one of the questions we can't answer. Like a medical question. It's like a medical question, and legal and medical questions we're not allowed to answer.
Okay, how about my business? Am I going to start bringing in more clients?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are, lover. Yeah, definitely. Definitely, definitely.
Good. That's good.
What I want to say is, would you understand that you talk quite quickly?
That I talk quickly?
You talk fast. Yeah, you talk fast. Because there's a lady in spirit when she was there's a lady in spirit when she was alive, she used to talk fast, and you had to tell her to slow down because she was talking that quick. But she was a lady that got things done quickly. Would that make sense? And she says you like to get things done quickly.
I do, yeah.
She says you can also be impatient as well. She's laughing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Would that make sense? Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Who's Susan, please?
Who is what?
Susan. Can you take the name of Susan? S-U-N-A-N. Susan.
I don't know.
Just keep that name then. Yeah. Yeah, but you're going to have a brand new beginning as well. It's going to be a brand new start for you. So would you understand that you've been reflecting on the past?
Yes.
Don't
I'm
reflect
trying
on
not
it, love it.
Because,
yeah, because there's nothing that you can change.
Mm-hmm.
May I ask, who is single around you, please, female?
Is there someone around me that's female?
No, who is single that's female? She's not in a relationship.
Maybe my mom?
Pardon?
My mother?
Your mom?
Yeah.
Oh, she's lovely. Would you understand that she can be stubborn at times?
Stubborn?
Yeah. Oh, bless her. She's got such a kind heart. But I do feel that there's going to be a companion. There's going to be a companion coming into her life. She's going to... love's going to find her.
Okay. I'll let her know.
Would you understand that she feels... Would you understand that she feels that she's never going to find anybody?
Yeah.
No, love. Tell her not to look for love. Love will find her.
Okay.
Would you understand the name of David, please?
No.
If you can't get the name of David, is under the name of Dave?
Oh, Dave, maybe.
Yeah, his real name's David, but he goes under the name of Dave.
Yeah, I know a Dave.
Thank you. Would you also understand that you find it hard to trust certain people?
Yeah, I do.
You're very wary of who's around you.
Yes.
And would you understand that you've been having vivid dreams?
Yeah, some of them are kind of disturbing.
Yeah, I know. What I want you to do is I just want you to ask Archangel Michael just to calm your mind and just take the dreams away that you don't want to be dreaming of because they're not nice at all. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I do call on him. I'll definitely call on him.
But I
want to
say you're very spiritual. You're very spiritual. But I want to say that you've become more spiritual in the last 6 months. Would that make sense? Because you're
more
sensing
spiritual?
A lot more. Yeah, you're more spiritual.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, you are. But what they're saying is don't doubt what comes into your head, what comes into your mind, what you see, what you sense, because you're actually, they're actually with you. And I want you to understand that somebody lost a little boy to spirit, please.
Can you repeat that? Sorry.
Would you understand that there's a little boy in spirit, please? Somebody lost a little boy.
Yes, that would be my son, Taylor.
Oh, he's gorgeous. Oh, he's absolutely adorable. And
mm-hmm.
he wants you to know that he loves you.
Oh.
And he's so
yeah.
proud of you. He's so proud of you, darling. He is. But you always look at his photo. Would that make sense?
Yeah, that's true.
Would you understand that if you've got a photo of him in a frame and you always touch his face with your hand?
Yeah, I do, and I talk to him, and I have candles
lit by his
picture right now.
I honestly love it. He wants to say thank you, because I do feel that you put something in his coffin. Would that make sense, please?
No, he was cremated.
Right. But would you understand that something went into the coffin but it was taken back out? Because he's on about a little teddy bear. He's on about a teddy bear.
No.
Did he have a special teddy bear?
Oh, yeah. I have that here at home in my room.
Because he wants you to hold that, and when you hold that, you'll sense him with you. Because he's running around in your home, so and he's got so much energy. He says, just let her know that I'm okay now and I'm not in any pain.
Good.
But he
good.
Wants to thank you. He says, can you let everybody know that I'm okay? He says, because there was somebody else around you that wasn't coping that he passed. Would that make sense, please?
Possibly his dad.
Yeah. Because it is around dad as well, lover. Would you understand that somebody suffers anxiety, please?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Anxiety. They get a bit panicky, feel a bit panicky.
I do, yeah.
Right, thank you. Because what they're saying is, when you're feeling a bit panicky, just open up a door or a window. And just take some deep breaths. Just take some deep breaths. Would you understand that you've been looking at photos on your phone, please? On your cell phone.
Yeah, I've been creating little videos, psychic readings.
Because he's been watching. He's been
day.
Watching you.
Yeah,
he's been
I
watching you. Would you understand that you go around talking to yourself, even though you're not talking to your little boy?
That I talk to myself?
Yeah, you know, like when you're walking around house or somewhere, you think, oh, I forgot something, and then you keep, because he's saying, he's laughing at you because you feel like you're talking to yourself, because you feel like nobody's listening.
Oh.
2 minutes.
While I do talk to myself, I can be pretty goofy, so.
He's laughing, love it. He's laughing his little head off. He says, tell Mum, he says, I'm listening to her. He says, she's not talking to herself. I am listening.
Yeah.
Oh, bless you. But he's got so much love for you. It's unbelievable. It really is, darling. And he's drawing me to
aww.
Somebody's back. So would you understand that somebody's got pain in the lower back, please?
Yeah, my mom does.
Oh, thank you. It says, can you tell Grandma I love her, please?
Okay, I'll tell her.
Because he goes to see Grandma a lot.
Aww.
He goes to see grandma a lot. Would you understand that you wake up in middle at night and you feel
one
like somebody's leaning to your bed?
Leaning into my bed, yes.
It's him. He's playing
it's
about.
Taylor.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. He's just letting you know he's there and he's got so much love for you. And he'll say, he's telling me that he'll never leave you. Please let everybody know I'm okay now. So I hope that's made sense for you, darling.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome, darling. Thank you.
Thank you, Christiana. Okay. Yeah. What we're going to do, we're going to take a little break, ladies and gents. So we're at 1:70. We have 7 people in tonight's call queue at the moment. 7th person we haven't screened yet. One is just listening, and that's fine. And we do support our listeners as well as our callers. You may have heard me say there that we have regular helpers that support us in other ways in the shows. Queen being one of them, of course. And, you know, Holly regularly helps doing readings. So these people are supportive in more ways than one. So what we're looking for now is we have been constantly asking for support in the form of donations. They haven't been forthcoming as they should be per show. And now it's come to the stage where we're asking for a participation fee. It's a small fee. It's like a donation, but it actually stands for that particular show. If you intend calling in the next night and getting a reading with a different person, then you would be expected to pay again, as you would if you went down the road to your local psychic. So if you went down the street to your local psychic, you'd pay a damn sight more than $3.50 for 10 minutes. I can assure you. Okay. So there you go. Donations have failed. Participation fees are now in place. So let's see what we've got. We're going to play a little piece of music when we can find one. Do you want White Christmas, Bing Crosby? No. A bit early for that, yeah. It'll be coming round soon enough. Okay, there, let's have this one.
What's wrong with being confident? It's time to get the chains out. Is it tongue tied up? 'Cause this is my ground, and I'm dangerous, and you can get out. But it's all about me tonight. You say I'm complicated, that I must be out of my mind. You had me underrated, rated, rated. What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being? What's wrong with being confident?
$3.50 participation fee in force for all shows on Psychic Choice Radio. £3.50 is £2.66 UK. Please check against your own currencies when calling. You will be asked to supply an email address to prove that you have entered via PayPal. Those not able to validate an email address will be classed as listeners only. Thank you. Thank you, Ken. Sounding good, wasn't it? It's just basic. Now, you might have noticed the slip-up in currencies there because Ken said £3.50. And then went on to say £2.66. And he meant to say dollars, but I'm sure you know, and you would have heard it the first time. And nobody's got cloth ears like me. We'll kind of redo that at some point, but for now, it's seems to get over the message, and people are actually doing it this evening. Obviously, we don't want people to stop driving their motor cars just to get to a cash point, you know, because that's not what we want at all. And those that help us do shows on occasions, you know, there's no need for those people to actually put a donation. And I mean, we would not expect it of Jane, for instance. obviously, people that read for us as readers, they do call in to other shows, would you believe? And they do support us in that way by being there. So it's a lovely feeling to have that support going on, you know. And we've actually had shows where there's been more than one reader throughout the show, and people kind of reading for each other. I think that's wonderful, because it's like every reader that we have has their own modality and their own way of reading. So very few psychics or mediums can actually read for themselves, and it's lovely when we can get them, you know, a reading from another psychic, or just a different perspective, a different outlook on things, because they will know things, but you know, they don't always get answers for themselves. Generally speaking, get answers for other people. But when it comes to getting answers for yourself, like Spirit's way of telling you, you should already know. Yeah. Okay. Right. Now, we seem to have lost a couple, but no matter. We've got 1 hour and 6 minutes on the clock. We've reset our little timer, and that's ready to go. We're going to bring Jane back online, and we have Michelle.
Good evening.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. How can I help you?
Well, I just wanted to know what might be happening this year. On every front, really. My job, potential moves, my daughter.
Well, I do see a move for you, but this is towards the end of the year.
What's that?
And I do feel there's
that.
Something. You've got a move, and there's a move for you. You're going to be moving.
Okay.
There's a move. But I also feel that there's a job promotion somewhere for you as well, because you're very dedicated at your job. Would that make sense, please?
Yeah.
Kind. You're very thoughtful, and you're very understanding, and you're very compassionate.
Yeah.
Would that make sense, please?
Yeah.
And you've been here many times before. Would that make sense that you've been here before?
That I've been on this earth before.
You've been on earth before, many times before.
That's
you're an
nice.
Old soul. Pardon?
Yes, that would be nice. I guess I have no thoughts about that really, but
yeah, we come back 87 times, believe it or not. We come through 87 times through different lifetimes.
Nice.
I want to say that you've got to look up and not look down. And what I mean by this is, you've got to hold your head up high and be proud of where you've come from and where you are now. Would that make sense, please?
Well, sure. Yeah.
You've not got to let things bother you, what people say and do. As it does, would that make sense, please?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
I want to
yeah.
say that you're an incredible lady. You are such an incredible lady. And you've got great values. Would that make sense, please?
Well, the great values, yeah. I think I have some pretty good values.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you're going to do a lot in life. you're going to see a lot. And I do see you doing a bit of travelling as well. So I see you going on an aeroplane somewhere.
I'm sorry, what?
See you going on an aeroplane.
Yeah.
I feel you do a lot of writing as well. Would that make sense? You write things down?
You know what? I have done a lot of writing with my career. I'm not doing as much writing anymore, but I am doing some. Yeah, I am.
Yeah. Because they're saying that when you go out somewhere, you always write down and you like to plan things out. Would that make sense, please? Because you like to know what you're doing and... You like to plan things out. You're the planner. Would that make sense?
Yeah. I've been writing more lists lately,
Oh, bless you. I want to say there's something, it's going to be unplanned, but it's going to be a pleasant unplanned. So there's going to be something that you're going to be doing that you've not planned, and you've got to go along with the ride because it's fantastic, the saying. So enjoy it.
Yes.
Yeah. I also see you holding a baby as well. There's somebody's baby around that you're holding.
Oh, well, there's no baby now. I mean...
No. I didn't say there was. I don't know when it is, but I do see you holding somebody's baby.
Okay. Maybe eventually my daughter... Maybe eventually.
I don't know who's
been my daughter.
It's something very close
okay.
to you, you're telling me.
Oh, okay.
Would you understand that you're very particular where you have things at home? Everything's got a place.
Yes. Yes.
And you know when something's being moved. Would that make sense? Because there's something moving in your front room, in your lounge. And you know that it's been moved because you know precisely where things are. Would that make sense, please? Because there's a very special lady that's moving something in your front room.
Well, I don't know. It's only me here, so...
No, I'm on about spirit.
There's
a lady in spirit that's moving.
Okay. I mean... There was something I couldn't find, and I was surprised I couldn't find it. A couple of things recently. I said, how the heck, you know, did I lose these things? This place isn't that big, and I know where everything is.
It's this lady. She's moving it. She said you'll find it when you least expect it. They're telling me that you're a gorgeous lady inside and out. You're very particular of how you present yourself to people. Would that make sense?
I try to keep nice looking. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I am.
Would you understand that you're very particular about your hair as well? That you take care of your hair?
Well, I do. I mean, it's not, well, the color of it I'm very particular with, and I'm always tweaking it to get it just right.
Bless you. I've got a lady with you, and she's got dark hair. She's quite slim, and she was a very attentive lady, and she's telling me that you're a very attentive lady, so when you're around people, You help people. Would that make sense, please?
Yeah.
Because this lady's with you, and she's telling you, even though you're there on your own, you're not on your own because you've got a lot of spirit around you.
That's good. Can I ask you about my daughter? I'm hoping she's going to graduate this by the end of the year, and I'm just wondering where... she's going to end up teaching because she's going to graduate with a teaching degree?
Oh, she's fantastic, sweetheart. She's very knowledgeable. Your daughter's very knowledgeable. She's going to do well. She's really going to do well. We don't know about the graduation because with this COVID-19, it's put a lot of colleges on hold. So it might take a little bit longer, but not much longer. But she will graduate, sweetheart, with honours. She is one amazing young lady.
She is,
She takes after her mum, the saying. Just like you, you're amazing as well. And I want you to take credit for your daughter because she's amazing. And you've done a brilliant job.
That's
because
nice.
Your values has rubbed off on her. Would that make sense?
Yes. Yes.
She's very caring. She's a very sincere young lady. And she knows what she wants. And I want to say that she's quite a powerful lady in her own right. Would that make sense? And she's got lots of friends.
Yes.
She makes friends easily.
Would that make sense?
Oh, bless you. So take the love of the spirit and know that your daughter's going to graduate with honours, darling. And she's going to be amazing because there's a lady's going to be with you from the spirit side of life, even a gentleman as well that's coming. So your family's going to be in spirit, it's going to be around you. So I hope that's made sense,
gentleman,
lover.
For me? Somebody
yeah, in
for
spirit.
Me or her? Oh.
Yeah, no, there's a gentleman, a gentleman on dad's side of the family that's passed over that's going to be there at a graduation. He's going to be stood at the side of you.
Do you think she'll get married to the boy that she's been seeing?
She will do eventually, they're saying, but she knows what she wants out of life. I hope that's made sense, darling.
Okay. Do you think
he's going to
end up teaching?
Oh. Okay. We have to stay strictly 10 minutes, unfortunately. Okay. Right. So where are we going? Marcia. Marcia?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm single, and I was just calling to see what do you see about my love life.
Ooh, very interesting. You're very particular on what you got on your person you're looking for. Would that make sense?
Yes.
I think it's
more so I know what I don't want. More so
exactly.
Than...
That's what I'm saying. You're very particular. And you're a lady that likes somebody that's got nice teeth. Would that make sense, please?
Yes, because my ex-husband had bad teeth.
Yeah. But I want to say that you go for the personality. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
But you never judge anybody. And nobody's going to judge you, but there is a love life coming into your life, but don't look for love because love's going to find you. Love is going to find you. Because I want to say that you do pick some wrong ones. Would that make sense? Because he wasn't a kind gentleman. Would that make sense, please?
Yeah.
He was very bossy and he was always trying to control you. Would that make sense, please?
Yeah.
He didn't like you going places, did he?
No.
He didn't like you going places. They're saying that he was the one that wears the trousers. But the next relationship that's coming, you're going to be in control. And you're not going to have that control in relationship anymore. So you're going to have that freedom. But love will find you, darling. And it's going to be somebody that you wouldn't have thought you'd have gone for. Pardon me, but spirit are finding you the right gentleman because they're telling me that you've got a heart of gold. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Be proud of yourself, sweetheart. Be proud because I feel that when you did get rid of your ex, you felt free. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
You found it hard. To begin with, you found it hard because that freedom... it was a shock to you because you think, well, you know, it's like, can I do this? Can I go there? Am I all right to do this? It's like you're questioning yourself. But once you realize that that control's gone, it's amazing. You feel on top of the world. But you are a remarkable lady. You've got a very special gentleman and you've got a very special lady from the spirit side of life watching over you. Very proud.
Thank you.
And it's the gentleman that's telling me that he's going to find the right gentleman for you because you deserve love. With what you've been put through, he said you deserve love. Would that make sense, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. But be kind to yourself. Don't doubt yourself. Yeah? They want you to look in the mirror and say, do you know what? I am worthy. Yeah? Because I feel that it put you down that much that you felt that you was never going to find anybody. Would that make sense, please?
Yeah.
Do you know something, darling? I've been in your shoes, lover. And when love finds you, oh, it's going to be amazing. You're going to feel, do you know, this is what love is. Because with a gentleman that's on your arm, all you want to do is feel special. And you are going to be special to that gentleman because he's going to make you feel special. So please don't look for love. He will find you. He will find you. Can you take a miscarriage, sweetheart? Do you know somebody that had the miscarriage?
Do I know someone who had a miscarriage? My
cousin
did.
Yeah, somebody lost a baby through. Yeah, because she's got a little girl around her. There's a little girl around her, around your cousin. And this little girl is very mischievous. She's moving things around in her mum's house, in your cousin's house. She's gorgeous. She is so gorgeous. Would you understand that things comes in threes? So when something happens, there's always another two. Would you understand when something happens, there's always two other things come as well? It's a saying that we have over here. Things come in three. Well, there's three nice things coming for you.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that saying. It comes in three.
So three nice things are coming for you because they're saying that they want to uplift you. So they're bringing some upliftment in. They really are bringing this upliftment in because you deserve that upliftment. You deserve to be happy, lovey. You really do. Can you take the name of John, please?
John?
Yeah.
No, I don't know anybody named John, not off the top of my head. That's
just keep that name then because you'll find where this is. I've also got a gentleman that passed with heart attack around you, sweetheart. Would you understand the gentleman that passed with heart attack?
Someone that passed away?
Yeah, a male that died of a heart attack.
My dad, he passed away. His name was David. And my grandfather's name was Joseph.
Well, there's a gentleman with you that passed with a heart attack that's very much around you, and he's very proud of you, extremely proud. Would you understand that you feel your hair being touched? And it's to your right-hand side.
Oh,
yeah. He's touching your hair. This gentleman's touching your hair.
3 minutes.
Yes.
Yeah, this gentleman's there with you, lovey. Yeah, both of them, your granddad, and yeah, they're both there, darling. Would you understand that somebody was in the forces, lovey? Because I've got somebody in the forces that was in the force, somebody that was a soldier.
Oh, that'll be my grandfather.
this gentleman's very much around you. Very much around you. Would you understand that you do things very regimental? You're a very structured lady. Are on you.
Two
so a
minutes.
Lot of him is in you. And this is why you're like you are, because you're a lot like your grandfather. And he was a very smart gentleman, not just in his outfit when he was in the army, but when he was out of the forces. Would that make sense? He always took care
yeah.
in his appearance. But you are a lady that take care of your appearance. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
I've also got you looking in the mirror that's sorting your lipstick out before you go out the door. Would that make sense?
I buy a lot of lipstick and chapstick.
It's showing me that you put red lipstick on and said you don't
yeah.
like lipstick
one
in the corner
minute.
Of your mouth because you're always getting the lipstick out of your corner of your mouth. Would that make sense? She's
yeah.
watching you. such
do,
a kind gentleman.
Do you see when this gentleman will come in my life?
I can't love it because spirit don't believe in time, but I know it's coming.
Oh.
So they're saying be patient, it's coming. And when you're patient, it'll be well worth the wait. It will well be worth the wait. Because you are kind of patient, would that make sense? Not too much patient, but kind of. Drawing me to a red lipstick is your favourite colour, would that make sense, please?
Yeah.
Because he's saying you're always pouting your lips and you like that in the mirror when you put your lipstick on, because he's laughing. He's laughing his head off. You what, lover?
We're out of time on that one, yeah?
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sometimes what happens there, ladies and gentlemen, is that, you know, in the middle of a reading, you don't hear final minute. Yeah? And it happens. Because it's like you're so involved with, you know, spirit, and you're listening to spirit, can't hear anything else, and it does happen. So we've got 44 minutes on the clock now at the moment. It was 45. If Ken shut up long enough, but yeah, okay, right, but. It's kind of strange because we've run out of course. And let's just say, if we were to wind it up now, we wouldn't have lost anything. People have actually adhered to what they see this evening. So we made our write-up very short and to the point. So you can see that the write-up there doesn't say a lot. It says tonight's guest, visit our website, and the fact that we are now doing a participation fee rather than a donation. Because the donations we were asking for simply wasn't working. Nobody wanted to donate. They'd donate one show and then you would never hear of them again. And, you know, they were coming in the same people night after night with a different reader and expecting to get a reading after paying for just one night. And I think that's wrong, because if you go down your high street, you are going to pay every time you go, you know. So you can't really expect to come seven nights a week and not pay some sort of participation fee, you know. So we've turned it into the word participation now rather than donation to make to drum it home to people that we actually need your support. I think some people, donation, it's like donation is like voluntary participation, is like, okay, I want to take part in something, I'm happy to participate, and that has proved a favourable word this evening. So we're gonna stick to it. We're not gonna turn back to donation. We're gonna stick to participation, and it seems to work. So we'll take a bit of music, see what happens in the next 10 minutes or so. If nothing happens, then we'll call it a day, because we've actually made up for those people and the next 40 minutes this evening by simply changing a word from donation to participation. You know, and people have taken note, and we appreciate that.
From a jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding ring, I played an ace and I won a queen, and walked away with your heart. From a jack to a king, with no regret I sacked the cards last night, and Lady Luck played her hand just right to make me king of your heart. For just a little while I thought that I might lose the game, then just in time I saw the twinkle in your eye. From a jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding ring, I played an ace and I won a queen. You made me king of your heart. Jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding ring, I played an ace and I won a queen. You made me king of your heart.
Boy, the great Ned Miller. I'm a jack to the king. You know, 33 minutes left on the clock. Shall we play some more? Shall we? Let's tempt fate, shall we? I don't know. We might let Jane go early. I think I want to go early now as well, because it's like, I'm looking up. Why? Because it's kind of strange how nobody's calling in. And we've had 8 people in the call queue, which is an average for a 2-hour show anyway. And we've done all 8. We've done at least 6 of them anyway. I think 2 disappeared somewhere. But it's okay. Right, then, let's see what we've got. What have we got? What can we do for you? Let's have a long one and see what happens. Well, none of my body kid. Don't know what's going on. We played three pieces of music there now, and still nobody has called for the last 30 minutes of the show. So, I put a video out on Facebook, and I've done these type of videos many times before, but I put a video out this evening, and I'm kind of on my own this evening because my wife's taken the day out with the family. Had a little drive out, and should be back sometime now. But okay, the video just basic saying what it says in the show. There are new people that joined us this evening, strangely enough. People that haven't been by for a long time. They haven't called in for quite a while. And yet, they took to the participation fee without fail. And we're very grateful for that. And then there were new people. People that had never, ever seen the write-up before. And they took to the participation fee. But it's sad to see that those that had been regular are no longer regular because we've changed something again. Oh, what a shame. You know, we changed something when we went for donations. We changed from giving it away. And I'm in the middle of a show. And if that phone is my wife ringing in the middle of a show, she knows not to. So there's no way that I'm going to answer the phone at 10:40, is there, Carol? So, okay. She's had all day to ring. And then 10:40, she ring. Amazing. Amazing. She said she was going to WhatsApp me. If I can't get you on WhatsApp, I'll get you on Hangout. And then, okay. It might not be. It could be somebody else. But I doubt it. I very much doubt it. Anyway. So, just going back to reiterate a little bit. I think, unless there's something taking precedence this evening, show on the TV, something that's happened in the world, and don't play me on the coronavirus because we know we get inundated on a Monday. It doesn't affect our shows on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or any other day. I think we've done 7 already. So it's 8 days in a week. Yeah, sometimes. Why is it that when we change something that we get the drop off? I know people have free choice. And this is why we came up with the name Psychic Choice Radio in the first place. But what is wrong with support? People like to get something for nothing, including me, and I'm sure Jane does as well. Everybody likes something for nothing. Yeah? When we were giving it away, we used to get inundated. When we started asking for donations, the calls went down. And when we start asking for participation, then we only need to do 1 hour. Amazing, isn't it? Because everybody that took up the participation fee this evening actually made the participation fee. And we didn't need to have 2 hours. because it adequately covers what we were asking. And if everybody were to do that, at least once a month, if not every show, then we'd have enough to go forward into the next one. You know? So, your support is generously needed. Yeah. I'm not going to say any more. I'm going to bring Jane back on the microphone briefly to say good night to you all. I dare anybody listening out there to call in now, because you've had three pieces of music to call in by. Call in now, and we're not going to take you. We're going. Jane.
Hi.
I think we're going to call it a day, Jane. I'll just defy somebody to actually call now that's listening, you know, because it had been done before. We play three pieces of music. As soon as they hear the say we're going, they call. Yeah. Then, Jane, have a good one, yeah?
Yeah, okay, thank you. Talk to you next week.
Enjoy the weather. Okay, lovely. We're having a lovely summer here at the moment, ladies and gents. We've got another 2 weeks of it to come, apparently. Lovely.